In the case of Guru Yoga, this means that we meditate upon the two main points outlined in Essence of Refined Gold. Firstly, we should learn to regard the spiritual master as being a Buddha, that is, a personal representative of the enlightened ones coming as an ordinary being into our lives in order to perform their work for us. And secondly, we should consider the nature of the great kindnesses of the Guru and the beneficial effects that a correct relationship with the Master can cause to ripen upon us. When our mind spontaneously appreciates the spiritual friend as being a messenger of the Buddha and recognizes the ways by which he or she is able to unlock the spiritual gateways within our streams of being, we have a sufficient basis for proceeding to the second meditation, the meditation on the preciousness and rarity of a human incarnation endowed with infinite spiritual potential. One then makes this topic one's main subject of meditation for some time, until there arises an appreciation of the human body as being a spiritual vessel. The ordinary samsaric mind sees the human body as just a tool with which to chase material, social, and biological needs, all of which satisfy only superficial levels of the spirit. We have to learn to appreciate the intrinsic spiritual quality of human nature, to have a subtle confidence in the positive, creative aspect of our being. In order to break the mind of this vain, mundane attitude towards life, we sit in meditation and contemplate first the 8 freedoms and 10 endowments described earlier, and then the rare nature of human incarnation. This contemplation imbues us with a sense of spiritual dignity that subtly transforms our way of relating to ourselves and our existence. We cease to see ourselves merely as animals chasing after the immediate cravings of the senses in a vicious cycle of jungle law, and we come to appreciate the quality of penetrating awareness and the capacity of spiritual development that distinguishes humans from animals and insects. This causes the thought of extracting the essence of life to arise with a joyous intensity.